Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The Paris Agreement reached 4 days ago to address the alleged rising risk from climate change will accomplish nothing of the sort. Instead of benefiting planet Earth or humanity, it expands people control. You have to understand that the motivation of those today advocating doing something about climate change is strictly political. Last year, the Environmental Protection Agency announced new restrictions on carbon dioxide emissions. In testimony last summer before the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy said, quote, "This is not about pollution control," unquote. The agreement is also political because it has rejected the use of technology outlined 18 years ago by noted scientists Edward Teller and others in a paper titled Global Warming and Ice Ages, Prospects for Physics-Based Modulation of Global Change. This paper proposed a test to verify that reflectors located in space at a cost of less than $1 billion per year could completely counter any temperature increase on Earth caused by human activity or also prevent global cooling. This comparatively inexpensive test, not yet done, could prove that the entire Paris Agreement is a waste. By the way, Dr. Teller was one of the first noted scientists to raise the danger of climate change at a speech before the American Chemical Society in 1957. You may never have heard of Dr. J. Lear. He recently wrote, quote, "I have come to believe the National Environmental Protection Agency must be systematically dismantled and replaced by state environmental agencies," unquote. Why listen to him? Lear earned the first doctorate in America in groundwater hydrology. He was on a government panel that advocated the creation of the EPA. For the following decade, he helped the EPA write legislation such as the Clean Water Act, Safe Drinking Water Act, and the Comprehensive Environmental Response Compensation and Liability Act. If anyone believed in the original mission of the EPA, it was J. Lear. So we should also listen to what he says today. And, for the sake of the planet and humanity, the Paris Agreement needs to be recycled. That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.